You're listening to The Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. You're listening to the Valley Talk program as it is 20 till 11 a.m. on this Wednesday, December 13th, as we have a couple of guests joining us today. We are going to start off with Cody Kill, who is calling in today. Cody is going to be talking about the Salvation Army bell ringing that's going on here in the upcoming weeks. Cody, are you there?
Yeah, there we go.
All right, hey. Perfect. Cody, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Doing excellent, and you're going to be talking about all of what's going on with the Salvation Army bell ringing.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we kicked off our Salvation Army bell ringing campaign earlier this year, right around Thanksgiving, and, you know, just wanted to get the word out that we are out and looking for Salvation Army bell ringers, especially in our Crookston area, to ring at our Walmart location.
And when are those bell ringing availabilities?
So we are available Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And how you can get signed up for Salvation Army bell ringing is you can either, there's two different ways. You can go to our Register to Ring website and type in Crookston, and that'll pull up the available hours for bell ringing. Or you can contact Garrett Bingston at 701-741-2329. 701-741-2329. And those bell ringing hours that we asked for 1 hour shifts when signing up for bell ringing. And I think if you do it once, I think you'll really enjoy yourself, and then you'll be back multiple times.
And where does the money raised go towards?
So the money raised in Polk County and Crookston, everything outside of East Grand Forks. East Grand Forks funds go to Grand Forks. They cross over the river there. All the funds in Crookston and Fauston, Fertile, all those outlying Erskine areas, 88% of it comes back into the community. We assist individuals with our rental assistance, our utilities, gas vouchers, and then we also run various programs like our back to school program, and then a small Christmas program as well. So 88% of the money donated into that kettle comes right back into the Polk County area.
Is there a specific goal that you guys are trying to reach?
Yeah, we're trying to get $10,000. We've been able to achieve that the last few years. And so it's been a fantastic program. I've been with Salvation Army now for 10 years, and I've been in charge of our service unit in Polk County for 10 years. And we've had some really fantastic years, and we always try to raise right around that $10,000 mark. And once we raise that mark, basically everything that we've raised gets spent right back into the community.
Very excellent there. And how long does the bell ringing go on?
So the bell ringing will go on until Christmas Eve. That'll be our last day. So please, we're always looking for bell ringers. And, you know, you can call Garrett, or you can sign up on our Register to Ring. Or if you're in the Crookston area specifically, going into Hugo's, they have an add-a-dollar campaign for us. So we get those proceeds from that add-a-dollar as well. So it's a fantastic community-wide, county-wide event. We have bell ringing and kettles out in our Fauston. At the Fauston, Hugo store does an add a dollar, and we have kettles out in Fertile, Erskine, Fauston, Mentor, all throughout the county. We try to blanket with our Salvation Army kettles.
And again, where will the bell ringing take place?
It's at our Walmart store in Crookston is our main bell ringing, and you can sign up for that with our Register to Ring website or calling Garrett at 701-741-2329.
And the times and shifts that people can pick up are?
9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday.
All right. And it's one-hour shifts?
Yeah, it's one-hour shifts for our Crookston location there. So easy one-hour shift. It is an outside location, so we ask it just accordingly.
Cody, is there any other information on the Salvation Army bell ringing you'd like to share today?
I just want to give a thank you to the community and to our volunteers, Sheriff Tadman, Chief of Police Darren, Amy Soley with Social Services, Dave Hinckley, Ray Nelson, and Minnie and Garrett for all their support and just the community support of Salvation over the years.
Thank you very much, Cody, for joining us today on our Valley Talk program. Thanks for calling in, and thank you for the work that you do, and we hope that you're able to get some more volunteers out there.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tyler. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you, you as well, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
So that was Cody Kill on our Valley Talk program talking about the Salvation Army bell ringing. And once again, that will take place at the Crookston Walmart. The times are 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day, except for Sunday. You can sign up at Register to Ring or call Garrett Bengston at 701-741-2329. And they are 1 hour shifts. As we shift to snowmobiling, as we have Mike Boucher in from the Driftbusters Snowmobile Club here on our Valley Talk program too. And Mike, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
So we're talking about the Driftbusters Snowmobile Club. And firstly, what is that club?
We're the Snowmobile Club in Crookston. Used to exist back in the 60s and 70s when snowmobiling was back in its heyday. And then kind of the late 70s, it disappeared. The sport kind of took a downhill turn. There was no snow for several years, so the club kind of dissolved. And then a group of us got together in 1994 and decided we need to get the club going again. So 10 of us got together and restarted the club, and we've been going ever since. It'd be 29 years now, I guess, since we reformed. And we're having our annual membership supper tomorrow night up at the Crookston Eagles. If you pay your membership dues at the door or anytime ahead of the meal, your meal is free for tomorrow night. A single membership is $50. That gets you one meal, and a family membership is $70. Gets you two meals. We have lots and lots of door prizes and a few raffles going on, and talking about our other upcoming events during the winter. It's just a good get-together to kick off the beginning of the snowmobiling season.
How important was it to restart the club in 94?
Yeah, a lot of us, you know, a few of us rode through the tough years, the thin years there, and we were just dedicated. You know, we like to go ride, and, you know, of course around here it's a lot of ditch banging and rough, hard drifts, and we noticed that clubs to the east, you know, they had groomed trails to ride on, and we thought, well, geez, we'd like to have trails here. So we started the club and initially contacted the Red Lake Falls Club. Gosh, could you groom us a trail over to Crookston? And we didn't know what we were getting into as far as all the logistics of getting a trail. There's a lot more behind the scenes stuff that goes on that most people don't realize. A lot of people think, oh, the DNR just builds all the trails, but no, it's 100% volunteer work done by club members. So we have to get the easements and permissions from the landowners, or if it's in the road ditch, we have to talk to either the state or the county to get their approval to have a trail in a road ditch. And we have to arrange to get all the signposts and the signs, and club volunteer members erect the signs and make sure everything's up to code as far as, you know, what the DNR dictates as far as stop signs and stop aheads and where you need to put them and the distance from one to the other. It's actually kind of complicated, so yeah, we got the Red Lake Falls Trail going in, I think, 96 or 97, and then a few years later we added the trail up to Warren, and then East Grand Forks comes over along Highway 2 now, and then we got the trail to Fertile, and then also about 4 years ago we got a trail down to Climax. So there's actually five different directions you can go from Crookston now. It makes it kind of a little hub for snowmobiling, so it should be easy to find a route you want to go riding one day. And it, like I said, there's 22,000 miles of trails in the state of Minnesota, but all but 1,500 of them are maintained by local clubs and all done with volunteer labor and volunteer work. The state maintains a few trails, like I believe the North Shore Trail north of Duluth up to Grand Marais is a state aid trail, and so is the I think the Paul Bunyan around Bemidji, and the Heartland by Park Rapids are the only state-funded trails in the state. Everything else is through the clubs, and, you know, the money we pay is to register our snowmobiles. We get that money back as clubs to pay for the grooming, so we're a completely self-funded sport. We don't receive any outside money from the government or anything. It's the money we pay to register our sleds goes directly back to the clubs to to groom and maintain trails. So it's kind of unique that in that way that it's all self-funded and takes care of itself through the volunteers.
Yeah, it's interesting that the volunteers are able to, you know, help basically erect these trails.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also going to be a snowmobile safety training field day that's going to be coming up for students age 12 and older in early January.
Yeah, that's one thing that snowmobiling is kind of unique, that, you know, most sports, ATVs, you need to be 16 to ride an ATV, you need to be 16 to drive a car, but a snowmobile is a motorized vehicle, and at age 12, you're legal to drive a snowmobile, which is a motorized vehicle. So we as a club, we've been teaching snowmobile safety since the mid-70s. So yeah, anyone ages 12 and older is required to have a snowmobile safety certificate if they were to be riding on their own. How we do this, there's links on the Minnesota DNR website, or the direct link, I believe it's snowmobilecourse.com. It's an online class. It takes about 4 hours to complete. There is a cost of $24.95 to do it. The student does that at home on their own time, and you can work through it at your own pace. You can stop and save and pause it and come back a day or two later and finish it. It doesn't have to be completed all at one time. After they get through the class, there's a voucher page at the end. They need to print that off and then bring it to our field testing day, which is going to be January 6th out at the Crookston Sports Center, the arena in the northeast part of town. There's the community room, classroom kind of in the middle of the building between the main arena and the two north arenas. We teach the class in there. We kind of review what they learned in the online class. We have a DNR conservation officer come in, talk about the laws in Minnesota. We go over, you know, some clothing items and safety items, and there's a short written test, and at the end there's a riding test. Our club members provide the snowmobiles for the students to ride. We equip them with throttle blocks so they are limited on speed. We set up a little course with some orange cones and some signs, and we teach them, you know, the hand signals and riding positions and how to ride and handle a snowmobile in a safe manner. After they complete the test, we'll give them a temporary certificate, just a paper one that they'll need to keep with them until they get the official card in the mail from the DNR.
And anyone has any information, how can they find out more?
Like I said, the DNR website lists every class offered in the whole state of Minnesota. That's kind of the nice thing about the online class. You do the online part ahead of time, and then you can look on the schedule if a certain date doesn't fit your schedule, say Crookston's date on January 6th doesn't work for you, you can look down the list and find me. Oh, maybe there's a class in Bemidji or over in Bagley that's a different day that works your schedule. I know a lot of kids are busy with hockey and basketball and all these other sports. And we get a lot of kids from out of town that come to ours just because, well, my town offers it, but we're busy that weekend, so we're coming to your class and vice versa. So it works out really nice. And we kind of schedule it, you know, I talked to all the neighboring towns. I know Redlick Falls and Faustin and Warren, they all do different dates. We try and schedule so we're staggered weeks apart so that, you know, if one date doesn't work for some students, it'll work for another. So I know Redlick Falls is coming up on December 29th, I believe, kind of during Christmas vacation, which a lot of Crookston kids go to that one just because it fits their schedule better. But ours, as I said, January 6th, begins at 8 o'clock in the morning. Said the student must bring the voucher they got from the online class, have a parent or guardian sign them up, and they also need to bring worn clothes and a helmet because, like I mentioned, there's a riding test at the very end. Then after that, yeah, they're legal to ride snowmobile on their own. If they're going to ride with a parent, they technically don't need the safety certificate if they're within, say, 50 or 100 feet of the grown-up. You know, then the grown-up is allowed to direct them on where to go and where to ride. But if they want to go out on their own, they do need to have the safety certificate with them.
So that's going to be coming up on January 6th. And also the dinner, again, that's going to be tomorrow night. And people can even sign up for the membership at the door. What are some of the benefits of being a member?
Besides just being a member and getting to know a fellow snowmobilers in your hometown, $30 of your membership dues go to MinUSA, which is the Minnesota United Snowmobile Association. That gets you into the state club, or its association of the state clubs. And what they do, they kind of direct the DNR on how to spend all our registration money. They kind of designate, you know, as far as what percentage gets split amongst trails versus safety versus education. We do have a full-time lobbyist down in Minneapolis or St. Paul at the legislature, because there's a lot of, you know, legal issues that go on with snowmobiling, trespassing, loud noise. We've actually, as clubs, pushed to get stricter enforcement on the trespass laws, because that's a lot of the reason we're losing trails. You know, landowners get frustrated with snowmobiles going off the trail and onto their private property. A lot of the trails in Minnesota are on private property, and we're very thankful for the landowners that give us permission. But as riders, we need to stay on just the designated trail. You can't just go off the trail and wander on open fields any place you want to. Otherwise, you know, like I said, the landowner gets mad, and then they take away the entire easement, and we have to do reroute the trail to a different place. And a lot of times it's difficult to do. Around here, we don't have quite the problem, because most of our trails are in road ditches. But if you get east of here into the woods, it's mainly all private property. So we're very thankful to the landowners that let us travel on their land.
And again, that dinner is tomorrow night. What time does it start at?
We've social hour at 5:30 to 6:30. Five to six. The meals served from 5:30 until 7 o'clock, and then we have a couple speakers and talking about the club, and then we also have a bunch of door prizes we give away and a few raffles going on, and talk about our other events upcoming. We have a club trip in January, and then we're going to do a purse bingo event in February up at the Eagles. I believe some of our club members will probably come in here and talk on Valley Talk closer to that date. And also the end of February, the 24th, we have our Driftbusters Dash event where we raise money for various charities. This year, we're going to donate any proceeds to the Adam Parno Fund. He was a club member who was killed last summer in an egg spray plane accident, as many of you know. So he was a valued member of our club, and so we're going to donate any proceeds to the foundation he set up, is about taking kids outdoors, fishing and snowmobiling and all kinds of stuff like that. So, yeah, we'll look forward to, as the winter comes on, getting more notice out about these events as well.
Yeah, so all kinds of reasons to become a Driftbuster Snowmobile Club member. And again, the dinner is going to be tomorrow night, and the safety training day is going to be coming up on Saturday, January 6th. And as you mentioned, we're going to have another future Valley Talk to talk about a busy February schedule that the Driftbuster Snowmobile Club has.
Yep, that's for sure.
So thank you very much, Mike, for joining us on today's Valley Talk program.
Yep, thank you for having me. Thanks, snow.
Yes, a couple weeks ago, wasn't sure if we were going to have snow on the ground when you first stopped by to be booked on Valley Talk, but here we are. The snow has blessed you guys with lots of it.
The forecast here tomorrow is saying 40 degrees and next week in the upper 30s, but hopefully it doesn't melt and we get a little more so we can start grooming the trails and get some more riding going on.
Yeah, so hope you and all the snowmobilers out there are having a safe riding this winter, and of course have a happy holidays as well.
Yep, same to you. Thank you.
So that was Mike Boucher from the Driftbuster Snowmobile Club here on today's Valley Talk program. And now it is time to hear